the new date on our calendars, the new unfamiliar 96 that we must remember to write on our personal checks, these serve to remind us again that our time on Earth is strictly limited. We know that these dates will not continue to pass indefinitely. There will be a last new year, and 96 just might be it. How shall we then live? The Bible answers, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time." Our God directs us to use our time wisely, not to kill it, but to redeem it. The word in the original Greek means, literally, to buy it back. Interestingly, that same word is used of our Savior in Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Jesus did not waste time. His entire life on earth was invested in a single purpose, buying us back from the curse of our sin. The open tomb of Easter proclaims that the investment was worth it. By his life in our place and his death in our stead, the sins of the world have been atoned for, and we sinners are redeemed. Now you, our Lord directs us who trust in him, redeem the time. Our time, like our money, is a God-given gift that we may redeem through wise investment, using it to buy items that have value not only for this life, but for the next.